Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing today, Michael?
Who is this?
Great. My name is Wilbert. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. We're actually conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Would you be so kind to help me out with that?
Just brief.
Great. Yeah, it should take at least 4 to 5 minutes at the most. It's just confidential answers, okay? Now, you see here, Mr. Michael. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50 or probably will not vote?
I'll vote.
Definitely vote?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. Now, just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race, please?
My what?
Your race.
I don't really think that's pertinent. I hate that question.
Okay.
Mixed race.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you very much. We do have that option. And I have that your age is 43 here. Is that correct?
No, you're talking the wrong guy.
Okay, what would be your age?
67, excuse me.
67, okay. That's great. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say I'm more conservative.
Conservative, what? Okay, very conservative. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm kind of very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, right? Yeah, a lot of people say that. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want for the president and Congress most focus on. So for each, I want you to rate a scale of 0 to 10 where you know that some issues you may have them focus on. So use a 10 if it's most important, use a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You could also use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Now, making housing more affordable, would you say that's not important, somewhat important, or most important? You can use it from 1 to 10.
10 being the most important.
10, most important. Thank you. And reducing crime and gun violence. Do you think that's not important at all, somewhat important, or most important? You could use numbers from 0 to 10.
I'd say 4.
4, right? Okay. And fighting back against racism and discrimination. Do you think that's not important at all, somewhat important, or most important?
I think it's somewhat important.
I'm sorry?
Yes, somewhat important. I'd say
somewhat important. I'm sorry. There was a lot of noise here. And protecting Social Security and Medicare. Do you think that's not important at all, somewhat important, or most important?
Yeah.
10, right? Very important. Great. Now, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, do you think that's not important at all, somewhat important, or very important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Thank you. Great. Now, we're already at 35%. Thank you for your patience. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? And this strongly, you could disapprove, strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove, okay?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You may also use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, okay? So if you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please also say so, okay? So the first opinion is for Republicans in Congress. What do you feel about them? Do you feel very warm? Do you feel very cold, or you feel, you know, particularly warm or cold? Not at all.
I'd say warm.
Warm, which is 100, okay. Great. So the American Medical Association, or AMA, do you feel zero for them, 50 or 100?
50.
50, right? Great. And what about Donald Trump? You could use zero, which means very cold, unfavorable.
75.
55?
75.
75. Thank you for your answer. And Joe Biden, what would you say about Joe Biden?
I just think he needs help. I feel sorry for him. I don't know what to put down there.
You could choose anywhere from zero, that means very cold or unfavorable, 50, which means...
I'll say 25.
Sorry? 25, right. Thank you very much. Okay. 25. And what about the tobacco industry?
I feel zero.
Zero, right? Thank you very much. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. We're at 45%. Remember, we got to make it to 100%. And your answers and opinions are very important. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use numbers from 0 to 10, okay? So authorizing prescription medication, do you think that's not important at all, somewhat important, or most important?
Most important.
Most important. Thank you. And educating, like, the public about food, safety, diet, and nutrition. Do you think that's not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? You could choose numbers from 0 to 10.
I'm going to say 5 because I don't believe what they say.
Thank you very much. We respect your decision. And banning different tobacco products for adults. Do you think that's a 0, 1, 2, 3, a 5, or a 7, or whatever you want to choose, depending on your opinion?
Do I think they need to what now?
Banning different tobaccos, banning different tobacco products for adults. Do you think that's not important at all, somewhat important, or most important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you for your patience. Now, it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you, like, strongly oppose, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? Or strongly support?
I oppose.
Is that somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults between 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
I'm going to say somewhat more harm.
Thank you very much. We're at 57%. Thank you for your patience. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority, or other issues are more important right now?
What issues now?
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? So you could choose either should be a top priority or other issues.
Other issues are way more important.
Thank you very much for your answer. Now, I'm going to read you some statements from people who have made about these bans. Please tell me what you agree with more. So some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives, and that what people choose do is their own business. So it's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Statement A. So other people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit, you know. So the dangers of smoking and a secondhand smoke pose to great a risk for public health, right? You know that. So the government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. So which of the two statements do you agree with more? Do you agree with A or B?
I would say B is ban it.
B, right? Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you some of these things that some people say could come to pass. If the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, labor cigars, and virtually like all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you're about the outcome, okay? Now, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at very concerned, or not at all concerned about this? The first option is deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. Do you like very concerned, somewhat
very concerned,
not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And what about an immediate loss over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Are you like very concerned about that, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
I'm not quite following the question, but
I'll repeat it once again. An immediate loss over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Is that very concerning, somewhat concerning, not at all concerning, or not very concerning?
Somewhat concerning. There's way
Thank
more
you very much. Exactly. Now, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales, is that like very concerning to you, somewhat concerning, not very concerning, or not at all concerning?
Very concerning.
Very concerning. Thank you. We're at 80%. We're almost done. So now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement. You could choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So the first statement is from the FDA, knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars that comes from things like, you know, smoke and tar, and not nicotine or flavors, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't, you know, cause cancer and doesn't kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cassation policies rather than bans and criminalization. Do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree? You could choose a number from 0 to 10.
I'll take a 5.
Thank you very much. The next statement is from the federal government. Has been rolling back our rights and all respects of our lives. You know, lately, it's one thing to re-educate people, you know, like on dangers of smoking, but it's also a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults, this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. Do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? You could choose numbers from 1 to 10 for your opinion.
I'll go 5 on that too.
Thank you very much. The next statement is today's smokers come this appropriately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health, conditions or other drug addictions. So these bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, where we should instead be continuing to educate them on dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. Do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree? You could choose numbers from 1 to 10. We're almost done, by the way.
I'm going to go with 1.
Number 1, right? Thank you very much. Okay, we're at 75% and almost done. Thank you for your time. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? So considering this, do you support or oppose ban the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtual no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose this?
The government ban, I'd say I'm gonna ride the middle. 5.
Okay, so somewhat support, right? Or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes or flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Are you strongly supporting that, somewhat supporting that, somewhat opposing that, or strongly opposing that?
I oppose it.
Somewhat or strongly? Strongly opposing it. Great. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat much more harm, or much more harm?
I'm going to say it's going to harm the community.
Somewhat more harm or much more
somewhat.
Harm? Somewhat, right? Okay. Great. Now, and would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for a federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact in your decision or what to vote for? So much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing, or have no impact?
I'm going to say somewhat less willing.
Somewhat less willing. Thank you very much for your answer. Okay, so we're almost done. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? The first one is pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
And the second one is soda pop, yes or no?
No.
The third one is coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
And what about wine, yes or no?
No.
What about beer, yes or no?
Yes.
And e-cigarette or e-vapor products, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Last but not least, heat not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, heat not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. We are at 91%. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Which is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college or graduate bachelor's degree, or postgraduate master's, MBA, law, PhD, or MD, etc.?
GED, service in Vietnam.
Okay, so that would be like a high school graduate?
Doesn't that military training count for something college-wise?
Okay, there it is, college graduate's bachelor's degree, right?
I'd say, yeah.
Okay, great. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'd say low income.
Thank you very much. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No, we're both retired.
Okay. Great. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural. Rural? Okay. Great. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Y'all have... Yeah, best day.
Thank you very much, and your opinion is very important. Thank you.